We're speaking with Abby Taylor of Dawn Farm near Belmont. Thanks for being part of Next Gen Farmer, Abby. And let's talk about the inspiration. What prompted you to get started with your beef operation?
Yeah, I've always loved livestock, and I actually have wanted to have a business like this since I was quite young. I always liked animals and wanted to sell food directly to people, as opposed to on the larger market. Even though I started the business in 2021, technically, I was actually selling like whole chickens and eggs to people as a teenager. So I had my start there and then made it more official in 2021 and got into beef. So beef is now my only product for sale.
In a typical summer, Abby, how many head of beef cattle would you have here on the farm?
This year, I'm going to start with 15 and potentially more, but I'll start with that.
Now, I don't see a barn here, Abby, so I take it the cattle would be grazing outdoors all summer?
Yeah, mine are totally extensive, like being outside. So I don't have a barn. If I did, then maybe I would get into having cows year-round and birthing them out myself instead of buying them as I do now. But that actually works well. Then I can work with someone else who they do the startup part and then I finish them. So once I get them mid-May, they will be out on pasture until late October. And I rotationally graze them, but they'll be outside the whole time.
Now, I know it's not an organic operation, Abby, but you try and keep it as natural as you can?
Yeah, natural is probably a good word for it. It does align with a lot of the organic standards. There are certain things that I would have to do if I wanted to become certified organic, but it's definitely a natural approach. I mean, once they get here, they stay extremely healthy because they're being rotated so frequently and eating really good forages. So they don't get anything from me other than grass and the minerals and water that they need.
So that's who your customer base would be. It would be individuals, families looking for that grass-fed beef.
Yeah, it is, because the people coming to me are usually looking for grass-fed. I prefer grass-fed because it's what I love grazing. I love the being outside, and I think it's a great way to raise cattle. But I also think there's value in the other systems of raising beef. So I'm usually good at telling my customers what's great about this rather than telling them like all the things we don't do, because instead of being like, oh, all these things are bad, we don't do them, because there's some reasons why some people do them. So I usually just, the people that buy me, they want the grass-fed, so I don't really have to sell it to them, and I can just tell them all the good things about it. My cow are so healthy, like they don't get sick out here.
It certainly sounds like you enjoy the work, and I take it you enjoy the time spent with the cows during the day.
Yeah, I enjoy being around them, and I'm glad they'll be back soon, because I miss them through the winter. They are pretty cool animals, and mine are pretty cool because since I do this rotational grazing, it's called rotate, like I move them every day to a fresh little portion of grass, and but they learn that fairly quickly, and they actually follow me, so it gets to be like after I've had them a couple weeks, I can call them, and they'll follow me into the next pasture.
Okay, an important question, Abby. You've built a good operation here in a short order of time. Let's look down the road. Where do you see Dawn Farm going in the future?
Yeah, that's a good question. For now, I really like the model I have right now for fitting in with my family farm. For now, I want to keep growing, but doing the same way that I have been, which is selling mostly bulk in halves, quarters, eighths, those type of sales. I could see that for the next 5 years at least. I would like to expand into selling pork as well, and that's on the radar for the next couple of years. So I think that would fit nice to offer something else to my customers